This is Family Policy Matters. This program is produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council, a pro-family research and education organization dedicated to strengthening and preserving the family. And now from the studio, here's John Rustin, president of the North Carolina Family Policy Council.
Thank you for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. It is our pleasure to have Tammy Fitzgerald with us on the show. Tammy is Executive Director of the NC Values Coalition. She formerly served as Chairwoman of Vote for Marriage NC, which was the official referendum committee that led the successful passage of North Carolina's Marriage Protection Amendment in May 2012. Now, Tammy is a close personal friend and colleague whom I have a tremendous amount of admiration and respect for, and in fact, I think it's safe to say that without Tammy's leadership on the marriage issue in North Carolina, we would not have the definition of marriage written into our state constitution today. Tammy is with us to talk about the escalating legal threat to North Carolina's marriage laws, including the marriage amendment that was approved by 61% of North Carolinians in 2012. We will be talking about the four federal lawsuits challenging North Carolina's marriage laws, as well as the recent decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit involving a similar challenge to Virginia's marriage laws and what that means for our state. Tammy, welcome to Family Policy Matters. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, John. It's so nice to be here, and I have a great deal of admiration for you and your work, too.
Well, thank you so much. It really is a pleasure and an honor to be able to work side by side, and we do that probably more often than not, so we greatly appreciate you. Well, Tammy, before we jump in and talk about the Fourth Circuit's ruling and why it matters to North Carolina, I want to talk a little bit about the four federal lawsuits that have been filed in federal district courts in North Carolina that are challenging our marriage protection laws. Tell us about these lawsuits, if you would, and who is behind them.
Well, we have four lawsuits against our North Carolina marriage amendment. All of them are pending in federal court. The first one, Fisherborn versus Smith, was filed just a few months after the marriage amendment was passed in 2012, and initially it was a suit challenging the constitutionality of our adoption laws on the basis that they don't allow what we call second parent adoptions. In other words, it doesn't allow a homosexual couple to adopt the naturally born children of the other partner. And so it challenged the adoption statutes on that basis. But then a year later, last summer, the complaint was amended without any objection from Attorney General Roy Cooper to add a claim against our marriage amendment. And so the plaintiffs in the case are six same-sex couples raising children together, and they claim to be injured because they cannot marry or adopt children as a couple. And they're asking that the marriage laws, the adoption laws, and the North Carolina marriage amendment be stricken as unconstitutional. The second case is called Gerber and Berlin versus Cooper. This is a case that was filed in the spring of this year by three same-sex couples who were quote-unquote married in another state where it's legal. They're seeking to force the state of North Carolina to recognize their marriage as legal, and in so doing, they want to strike down the marriage amendment. They have also asked for a temporary injunction to kind of speed up the outcome of the case, claiming that one of the partners in each of these three couples suffers from a serious medical condition that would require expedited treatment. The third lawsuit was filed in March of this year. It's called McCrory and Clark versus North Carolina. This is an interesting case because you may or may not recall that Drew Reisinger, the Register of Deeds in Asheville, had actually accepted applications for same-sex marriage licenses last fall. He did this sort of to show his civil disobedience, that he doesn't like the marriage amendment. And so the first couple to file an application with Mr. Reisinger for a same-sex marriage license actually filed this lawsuit against the state to invalidate the marriage amendment and allow them the right to marry. The fourth case is a unique case. It's the only one of its kind in the country, and it's called General Synod of United Church of Christ versus Cooper. I know, pick your jaw up off the floor, but it actually was filed by the United Church of Christ, three ministers in the United Church of Christ, a Lutheran pastor, two Universalist Unitarian ministers, the openly lesbian pastor of a Baptist church, and six same-sex couples. And they are actually claiming, if you can believe this, that our marriage laws violate their free exercise of religion. And so they're seeking to have these federal courts strike down the state marriage laws and the marriage amendment so they can perform same-sex marriages in their churches and force the state to recognize them as legal. So there you have it, four lawsuits against our marriage amendment.
Tammy, North Carolina is one of many states across the nation to face legal challenges to our marriage laws. At last count, there are approximately 80 different cases that have been filed in 32 states seeking to overturn what we have known as marriage in our country and really for the extent of human history for thousands of years as the union of one man and one woman. Interestingly, most of these lawsuits were filed after the United States Supreme Court issued its decision in the Windsor case that struck down a portion of our Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Why do you believe, in the context of all that's going on across the country, that North Carolina is such a major target in the national battle to redefine marriage?
Well, John, the ACLU posted a national strategy for redefining marriage on their website. They call it Out for Freedom, and they're determined to either win marriage by state legislative votes or through the courts. And they've had more success in the courts. Right now, 19 states in the District of Columbia recognize same-sex marriage as legal. However, 31 states still have either a statute or a constitutional amendment defining marriage as the union of one man and one woman. And North Carolina was the last state to pass a constitutional amendment. And we did it by 61%, such an overwhelming majority that it really made the homosexual activists around the country mad that we would pass an amendment just 2 years ago by such an overwhelming majority. But more than that, the strategy of the ACLU has been to target circuit courts of appeals in the federal court system where they believe they can win. And the Fourth Circuit, the circuit that we're in, is one of those circuits. And so they believe that they will have success in the Fourth Circuit. And one of the reasons is that because there are so many Obama appointees on the Fourth Circuit now, and whereas it used to be a somewhat conservative court, it is now a very liberal court. And, of course, we saw that they were exactly right about that last week when they overturned the Virginia Marriage Amendment and fulfilled the prophecy that the ACLU had about that circuit.
Well, and as you alluded to, on July 28th, a split panel of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against Virginia's marriage laws in the case of Bostick v. Schaefer. Tell us a little bit about the Fourth Circuit's decision in that case.
Well, it was a three-judge panel that decided the case. And so you had two judges who firmly believe that same-sex marriage should be legalized and that state marriage amendments are unconstitutional. And then the third judge in the case, Judge Niemeyer, dissented in the case. But in the majority opinion in that case, Judge Floyd, who wrote the majority opinion and is a Republican from South Carolina, quite interestingly enough, he wrote that the fundamental right to marry encompasses the right to same-sex marriage. So the Fourth Circuit found that there is a fundamental right to marry and that it also includes same-sex marriage. He also said that the Supreme Court has demonstrated that the right to marry is an expansive liberty interest that may stretch to accommodate changing societal norms, which is really a scary statement when you come right down to it, John, because that could mean that we'd be back in front of the Fourth Circuit in 2 years with a case that would try to expand this basic fundamental right to marry to include a father that wants to marry his daughter. So it's a scary opinion. And in the final concluding paragraph, Judge Floyd said, "We recognize that same-sex marriage makes some people deeply uncomfortable. However, inertia and apprehension are not legitimate bases for denying same-sex couples due process and equal protection of the laws." So in order to reach this conclusion, John, I believe the court implicitly supplied its own new answer to the central question in the debate, what is marriage?
Well, and in that case too, Tammy, I know that there was writings about whether or not limiting marriage to the union of one man and one woman has a rational basis. And I would encourage our listeners to go and, if you do a Google search of Bostick v. Schaefer, pull up that case and read the dissenting opinion by Judge Niemeyer, who clearly states many of the rational bases for limiting marriage to only the union of one man and one woman. It was a very strong dissenting opinion in that case, and I think really made a strong case for the defense of marriage. But unfortunately, Judge Niemeyer was not among the majority in that split panel decision.
He wasn't, but he did write a brilliant opinion on the other side that very much articulates the viewpoint of those of us who believe that marriage has a definition and it can't be redefined. I mean, he basically said the court had to reach the conclusion that marriage has no definition, and then they had to give it their own definition to get where they went to with the majority. But one of the great quotes that he said in his dissent is that only the union of a man and a woman has the capacity to produce children and thus to carry on the species. Well, duh. I mean, that's just kind of a no-brainer that most people already know, but the majority opinion just seemed to skip right over it. And then he said, and more importantly, only such a union creates a biological family unit that also gives rise to a traditionally stable political unit. So recognizing that to strip apart the definition of a family is to create some pretty big political problems and social problems that we'll all have to pay for with our tax money.
Well, we were very disturbed by the Fourth Circuit ruling, but what was equally disturbing was that almost immediately following the issuance of the Fourth Circuit's opinion, we began hearing from homosexual advocacy groups that this ruling essentially signals the end of North Carolina's marriage amendment, and we also heard this from our own Attorney General, Roy Cooper. What immediate impact do you believe, Tammy, does the Fourth Circuit ruling have on North Carolina's marriage laws?
Well, I believe it will have a great impact, John. I mean, it certainly signals that if a case, one of these four cases I mentioned, were to go up on appeal to the Fourth Circuit, that they certainly would rule as they have in the Virginia Amendment and strike down North Carolina's amendment. Their opinion was so broadly stated and far-reaching that I don't see how you could limit that holding to just Virginia's amendment. However, none of these cases in North Carolina have even gotten past the first stage of the case, and three of them have stay orders issued. So those cases are stayed, and nothing has happened in those for months. And the fourth one has just gotten started. And so to you know, argue that we should give up on North Carolina's amendment is premature. And until there's a final ruling on Bostick, It definitely is still in play as to whether Bostick is going to be controlling authority or not. And we do understand that Bostick is going to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court by the losing party's Attorney General Mark Herring in Virginia announced that he was going to file a notice of appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, as far as immediate impact of the Fourth Circuit's ruling, there is none, because the cases in North Carolina have not even gotten to the point of a judge making a ruling in the case. And so for any register of deeds in our state to conclude that they could start issuing same-sex marriage licenses based on overturning Virginia's marriage laws, that would be an inaccurate interpretation of the ruling, and we would encourage all the registers of deeds to continue carrying out the laws of North Carolina as they're written right now.
Well, absolutely. Well, Tammy, we're nearly out of time for this week. Share with us, if you would, for a minute, where can they go to get more information about the Values Coalition?
Thank you, John. They can go to ncvalues.org. That's ncvalues.org. And we do have a Facebook page and a Twitter page. Just look for North Carolina Values. And so thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the show, and I really appreciate all the work that you do. The North Carolina Family Policy Council is very essential to the issues that affect the families of our state, and I thank you for it.
Well, thank you, Tammy, and it is a real pleasure and honor, as I said at the outset, to be able to work side by side with you. Thanks again for being on Family Policy Matters.
Thank you, John.
Family Policy Matters is an information and analysis feature of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Join us weekly for discussion on policy issues affecting the family. If you have questions or comments, please contact us at 919-807-0800 or visit our website at ncfamily.org.